Objective Pet, 2nd edition, by Louise Hashemi and Barbara Thomas, published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. This is the preliminary English test.
Practice test.
There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Which sport did the girl watch on TV last night?
Did you see the England-Italy football match yesterday? It was brilliant. Much better than the swimming last weekend.
I missed the swimming anyway. I wanted to watch the football after the tennis finished, but my parents had visitors, so I had to turn it off.
Oh, bad luck.
Yeah, and the tennis wasn't very good either. I didn't enjoy it.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What time did the taxi arrive?
You're really late, Ruth. What happened?
I intended to get the train at 7:45, so I booked a taxi for 7:10, but it didn't come till 7:25.
Oh, how annoying.
That meant I didn't get to the station till 7:50, and I had to wait for the next train at 7:15.
Now listen again.
You're really late, Ruth. What happened?
I intended to get the train at 7:45, so I booked a taxi for 7:10, but it didn't come till 7:25.
Oh, how annoying.
That meant I didn't get to the station till 7:50, and I had to wait for the next train at 7:15.
Two. What will they buy first?
Which shops do you want to go to this afternoon, Billy?
I want to buy a computer game for my brother, and I need some new trainers.
You always take a long time looking for computer games, so let's do that last. There's that huge shoe shop near the station, so we can go there first.
OK. And there's a bookshop next door, so we can go there after the shoe shop. I need a book for school.
Now listen again.
Which shops do you want to go to this afternoon, Billy?
I want to buy a computer game for my brother, and I need some new trainers.
You always take a long time looking for computer games, so let's do that last. There's that huge shoe shop near the station, so we can go there first.
OK. And there's a bookshop next door, so we can go there after the shoe shop. I need a book for school.
Three. Which is the girl's bag?
Good morning. Can I help you?
Oh, yes, please. I left a bag on the train. Has anyone found it?
It's got a long handle and a pocket on the front.
I'll look at my list. What colour is it?
It's brown leather and quite old.
Now listen again.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Oh, yes, please. I left a bag on the train. Has anyone found it? It's got a long handle and a pocket on the front.
I'll look at my list. What colour is it?
It's brown leather and quite old.
Four. How will the boy contact his mother?
Bye, Peter. See you next week. Enjoy the trip. Don't forget to phone me when you get there.
I lost my mobile, remember?
Well, borrow someone else's and send me a text.
All right. Johnny will have his and he won't mind. We won't be able to get to a computer as we're camping.
Now listen again.
Bye, Peter. See you next week. Enjoy the trip. Don't forget to phone me when you get there.
I lost my mobile, remember?
Well, borrow someone else's and send me a text.
All right. Johnny will have his and he won't mind. We won't be able to get to a computer as we're camping.
Five. What should Jessie bring to the picnic?
Hi, Jessie. It's Maria. I'm ringing about the picnic on Saturday. Everyone's bringing something. I know you're good at making pizza, but Adam's decided he's bringing those. Can you get some biscuits? A big packet? I'm making a big bowl of salad to go with the pizza.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jessie. It's Maria. I'm ringing about the picnic on Saturday. Everyone's bringing something. I know you're good at making pizza, but Adam's decided he's bringing those. Can you get some biscuits? A big packet? I'm making a big bowl of salad to go with the pizza.
Six. What did the man buy?
How's your new flat?
Oh, it's great, but it hasn't got much furniture. I already had a bed. Luckily, there was a sale in the shop down the road, so I got a table quite cheaply. They also had some really nice chairs, but they only had one left by the time I got there, and I need more than that.
So you can invite your friends for a meal now.
Of course, when I get some saucepans, that is. There's a cooker and a fridge, but not much else in the kitchen.
Now listen again.
How's your new flat?
Oh, it's great, but it hasn't got much furniture. I already had a bed. Luckily, there was a sale in the shop down the road, so I got a table quite cheaply. They also had some really nice chairs, but they only had one left by the time I got there, and I need more than that.
So you can invite your friends for a meal now.
Of course, when I get some saucepans, that is. There's a cooker and a fridge, but not much else in the kitchen.
Seven. Which bus will the girl catch?
Excuse me, I want to get to the cinema. Can you tell me which bus to catch?
Bus number 112 goes to the city centre. Then you'll have to change to the 153, which stops outside the cinema. Or you can get bus 113 to the park and walk from there. It takes about 15 minutes.
I don't mind walking, so I'll do that. It's better than having to change.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, I want to get to the cinema. Can you tell me which bus to catch?
Bus number 112 goes to the city centre. Then you'll have to change to the 153, which stops outside the cinema. Or you can get bus 113 to the park and walk from there. It takes about 15 minutes.
I don't mind walking, so I'll do that. It's better than having to change.
That is the end of part 1.